This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Bates Funeral Home, Knoxville Raceway, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Farm and Home, Motor and Auto Group, Stan's Drywall, and Harold Trailer Sales. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Recreation Center, Precision Incorporated, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Pella Corporation, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Two Rivers Cooperative, Verduft Agency, and Pella Regional Health Center. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's it take to be a police chief? In the seventh part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in depth with Chief Shane McSheehy of the Pella Police Department. So, Chief, how long have you been here now?
A little over 6 months.
You having fun?
I tell people all the time, we are having a ball. My family and I are having a ball.
And so enjoying it, getting accepted in the community, learning about the community?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that make it really neat, number one, the community itself. And when I walked in to the agency, it was very evident the community support that we had. So that was nice. But there's also other things, you know, just the environment itself, having four seasons. You know, I guess there are a few people who thought I'd be scared off by snow. And like I said, I'm having a ball. We've never lived in snow before. And so all the newness of that is it's kind of a neat journey.
Well, why don't you give us a little bit of background, where you came from, what you did, and why you came here for the people that don't know that.
Yeah, so I grew up mainly in Florida, spent the majority of my adult life there, and I came from an agency right in the middle of the state, Eustis, which is an hour northwest of Orlando, and I worked there for a little over 24 years. Been a police officer for 26, so I started at a different agency, but I was a commander there when I left and was in charge of the Road Patrol Division. But during my time, I was very fortunate to do a lot of things within the agency, from investigations to special teams. I was a SWAT operator for 22 years and was a SWAT commander there for the previous 12. I taught at the local academy as an adjunct since 2004. And I was connected with an international training company since 2008, trained overseas in Brazil. And so a lot of my background is in training. But it came a point in time where my wife and I were looking at a lot of different things. And one of those things was my retirement. So I felt obviously too young, and I felt still really engaged with this profession and serving people. And I think I've always wanted to be a chief of police and thought that was going to be a good goal for me one day, and I felt it was time to go search. But what I found was apparently everybody wants to move to Florida and be a police chief. So, and that doesn't bother me as far as competing, but there weren't a lot of jobs. And it meant that I may have had to wait more than what fit our family time frame. So I started to do a national search and was lucky enough to find Pella on the radar. And, a few months later, I was selected as the police chief here.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Hy-Vee, VHR Used Cars, Pella Police Department, Oskaloosa Fire Department, Goley Heating and Cooling, Shomo, Madsen, Humble Insurance in Prairie City, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Indianola Memorial Works. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value, Van Wall Equipment, Iowa Realty Knoxville, Pella Cooperative Electric, The Salem Connection, Chasing Dreams Tattoos, City of Pleasantville, Ulrich's Meat Market, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, and Manny's Diner.
I continued my conversation with Chief Shane McSheehy of the Pella Police Department. Now, a lot of Iowans retire to Florida. You're probably the only person in history to be the only Floridan to retire in Iowa.
Well, you know, you have to look at perspective. You know, being in Florida essentially all my life, you know, we have two seasons, hot and hotter. And candidly, there are more than just me who it just wears on you after a while, the heat and humidity and not having four seasons. So I liken that to people who've been in the cold all their life and, you know, maybe are looking for a change and want to go warmer. So I think it's all a matter of perspective. But like I said, we're having a ball here.
Now, compared to where you've been before and the situations you've been with, Pella must seem pretty tame. Is that right?
It is, but, you know, it's such a nice change of pace. You know, we were a suburb of larger cities, Orlando, Sanford, even Apopka. And unfortunately, with the development of our highway systems there, the travel time took a lot less to get from Orlando to Eustis. And so we suffered from a lot of, you know, overflow from that criminal environment there. And our guys were busy. We were running call to call most of the time during the day, and at nighttime we were pretty busy too. And that's great if you're trying to gain experience and learn things and learn how to work cases and how to manage and how to lead. But Pella was a very, very nice change of pace in that regard after being, you know, there for over 24 years.
Did you have to adjust your mindset? I mean, just making observations, looking out of the car window, walking down the street, you had to adjust your mindset, right?
I did, and I really made a conscious effort to do that. When I was here applying for the position through the finalist phase, my wife and I drove up, and because I wanted her to be involved in the process and feel good about the decision that we're making. And so we're walking around town. We were here in June, so it was fairly nice weather, and we're walking through some of the back alleys, and I think my wife even knew exactly what I was doing. And what I was doing was I was looking at the back doors of businesses because I wanted to see, were there broken windows, were there pry marks? And that is kind of an indicator of what type of environment, you know, I'm walking into and stuff. And you know, I didn't see one pry mark, one broken window. Everybody who we passed would make eye contact and either have some type of gesture or say hi or good morning. And that really kind of set the tone for what I thought I was walking into. So I did have to kind of make a little adjustment of a mindset to, you know, kind of make a conscious effort to say, this is different, but it's different in a good way.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Precast Products, DeYoung Door Service, Peterson Tiling and Excavating, Pet Haven, Eden Crest at the Legacy, Steenhook Appraisal, Creative Landscaping, and the Science Spot for Wraps. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Houston's on Main, The Downtown Diner, Jersey Freeze, Windsor Manor Assisted Living, Culver's Appella, Craig's Auto, Winfield Funeral Home, Randall Roofing, and Indianola Community Schools.
I continued my conversation with Chief Shane McSheehy of the Pella Police Department. You landed in the middle of some really good officers. Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of people, lots of experience, really good, fine officers that are well-respected in the community, loved in the community.
Yeah.
And then you drop in here, the big dog. How did that work out?
Well, I'll tell you, I learned a lot from one of my former chiefs about mentoring and leadership. And you know, as you learn about those things, it becomes part of who you are. And so I felt really, really at home. And I do attribute that to the men and women from the agency. Very welcoming, very accommodating, very patient as I try and learn, some new procedures and new ways. And, it speaks a lot to the agency, not only to the men and women who work there, but for previous leaders as well, that you do have such a tenured staff there. And when you have folks who have been there, 7, 10, 15, 20 plus years, they're not staying there for any other reason except they feel at home, they feel valued, and they feel the community supports them. And so I picked up on that right away, and I was very, very pleased. And that was part of the decision-making process when my wife and I were really considering. It's a big move, right? To move. We're not just moving down the street. We're moving across the country, and we've never lived in this state. And so there was a big leap of faith there for sure. But I liked what I saw here, and you're right. The folks are amazing, and they're doing great things.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Lighton State Bank, Round Window Liquor, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, Acura Healthcare, Kyle's Auto Repair, Norwalk Nursing and Rehab, Marion County Auto Body, All Plan Insurance, and Scholl, Shrum, McLaughlin & Company. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Christy Tarr American Family Insurance, Monarca, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Vanderwall Insurance, Fizz, Pella Rental and Sales, and Vander Linden Services.
I continued my conversation with Chief Shane McSheehy of the Pella Police Department.
And the community is very supportive of the office.
They are. And what I found was, in me and my family particularly, I'll tell you a quick story. When I moved up here, I towed our RV behind my pickup truck because my wife had some things to finish. My son had school to finish. And I came up here with the company of our dog, and I thought that I could just come up here and find a local campground and maybe stay there a month or two until I found a short-term rental. Well, obviously that's not the case, and through a little bit of Dutch bingo, I learned about a family in Otley, the Van Cotens, who took me in and let me stay there on their property there. They had some RV hookups. And I have to tell you that through just that little bit of time, I met several families in town and was invited and did accept dinner on several occasions too. So that was very welcoming, for me and my family to kind of walk into this and have everybody just really, accept us and welcome us. So that was nice.
Do you have a philosophy of leadership?
I do. My philosophy of leadership really boils down to the core essence of servant leadership. And when I walked into the agency, I made it well known that my first focus every day is the men and women who work for the agency. And it doesn't mean it's my only focus. It doesn't mean it's my most intense focus. But if I don't focus and value those employees every single day, then how can I expect them to go out and push out and meet our vision and our what the community expects of us. An employee who feels valued and who feels supported is gonna go above and beyond, what's required of them. And, growing up through the ranks and having different leaderships presented to me, I've seen both sides of that. I've seen, kind of the old school, hard charging, keep your head down, keep your mouth shut type attitude. You should be happy you have a job. To a 180-degree turn about, let's mentor our employees, let's value them, let's give them the tools and the knowledge they need to go out and do great things and hope that they're greater than we are. And it was very easy to determine which one was the better path. So I hope that that's what I bring here, and I'm seeing some great things with our new leaders within the agency and some of the promotions that we've done recently. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see, how they develop and what kind of great things that they do.
it just seems to make sense that you would want your people to be better than you.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't look at it that way. They just want to boss people around.
Well, you know, and that's, to me, I think it's an old school train of thought. But to your point, you're right. Unfortunately, there are a lot of organizations that still kind of hold true to that method. And maybe some of it's, you know, they have the knowledge, and if by God somebody else has it, then they're not going to be as valuable, is perhaps, you know, one thing that people think. But, you know, I deliberately try and surround myself with people smarter than me, because I'm always learning myself. I let the experts in the agency be experts. So I try to give them that autonomous decision-making ability, the authority to make good decisions. I'm there to move the pieces around and to support them. You know, my job is really to remove any roadblocks that they have. Let me deal with all of the red tape and all the, you know, political nonsense, if there is any, and clear the way for them to do their job, to be good at it, and, you know, to serve. And that's what it's all about.
What's the best part of police work?
Well, I can say that in two different ways. To me, the best part is seeing your folks grow and professionally develop, because that's almost like a force multiplier, right? So if you're doing good things and you're connecting with the community and you're really giving true service community, that's great. But if you can mentor and develop 10 or 20 other people who now are doing those things, that's the greatest thing, is to watch people develop and grow. Some of them, given that aha moment, you know exactly when that little light turns on, they go, oh, I get it. So those are the neat things about police work, and you know, just kind of pushing what we're really here for. Police work is really just a small part of what we do. And unfortunately, I think some of the leaders over the last couple of years in various different organizations have kind of lost sight of that. You know, we're here to serve the people, and sometimes that means doing some things that we might never thought we were going to do as police officers. But that's part of what we do. It's part of who we are.
Make the world a better place.
Yeah, and sometimes that's one person at a time. So it's not a unique perspective. I'm not the only one who thinks this way, but if I can have an effect on this agency to push that core message out, then I feel like I'm doing what I need to do.
Thanks to Chief McSheehy for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.